work and service for the county has been appreciated, and thank you so very much. First order of business we have this morning, we have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 479347 through 479410, warrants 8544 through 8546, and 3 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes, 2 sets for January 9th, 2025. There's a morning and then an emergency meeting on the 9th as well. Regular session minutes for January 13th, 15th, and 16th. And then we also have executive session minutes for the 9th, the 13th, 15th, and 16th of January 2025. I see nothing that I seen that needed to be corrected.
Neither.
Move to approve regular session minutes for January 9th. Do we want to?
So it's the same day. So if we could do minutes for the night.
Do we want to put? We have in there emergency courthouse closure. Do we want to sprinkle with emergency anywhere else in here as far as on the formal agenda or call the county? You might want to add something there.
Okay. So let's do the first set of January 9th, the morning meeting minutes, and then we will do an amendment to the January 9th, 2025 minutes.
Labeled
emergency minutes for January 9th, 2025.
Jane, you good with that?
Yes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for January 9th, regular session emergency minutes for January 9th, regular session minutes for January 13th, regular session minutes for January 15th, January 16th, and executive session minutes for January 9th, 13th, 15th, and 16th, all of 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We'll move into our planning and zoning rezone request this morning. At this time, I would turn it over to Mr. Cody Stice.
All right. Thank you. I would like to welcome everyone to the January 21st, 2025 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter into the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps as evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information from Taney County Planning Commission for each case as Exhibit C, and the Taney County Planning Commission audio files for all cases to be heard at this County Commission meeting as Exhibit D. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by any questions that the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the complete sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance. The public hearings for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. Okay, we'll start with Order 1. This is the Bee Creek project.
Okay, before you move forward, I'll let you state the file number, and then I will move with my next move, please.
Okay. Order number 11-18-2024-03.
Okay. At this time, Madam Clerk, I will recuse myself, so if you could do the duties. And no, I believe it's yours. No, you go ahead and I'll step out after you swear him in.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and that I will faithfully demean myself in the office of temporary presiding commissioner on January 21st, 2025.
I will.
Commissioner, ready?
We're ready.
Okay. Once again, order number 11-18-2024-03. This project is on Bee Creek. It is rezoned from R1 to R2. Just a little to get you familiar with where we're at here. Highway 65 here is the off ramp going into Branson. Bee Creek Road right here. Outer road. Property we're talking about is highlighted in blue. A little closer. Here's your zoning layers. To the north, you got an NR1, A1 to the rear. It's R1, R1 to the south, and across the street, you kind of got C2, O, A1 again. Okay, I'm going to drop back here and do a little fill-in here. Whereas on November 12, 2024, the Taney County Planning Commission does not recommend approving to the Taney County Commission the amendment to the zoning district map grid number H17 and H18, Branson Township, to rezone one parcel from R1 single-family residential district to R2, and one and two family residential district requested by the Bee Creek Estates LLC, parcel number 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.000, located at 1364 Bee Creek Road, Branson, Missouri. Once again, this is R1 to R2. And I kind of went through the presentation to kind of give you an idea of where we're talking about. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to the applicant to come up and speak on the behalf.
Good morning, Commission members. I'm Todd Chandler with Great River Engineering, 231 Rock Point Drive, Walnut Shade, Missouri, 65771. As Cody said, I'm representing the applicant, Mr. David Cope, who's in attendance as well. Just for the record, this was the original request for rezoning, for R2 rezoning that the Planning Commission went through. It was several months in advance of that. It was approved unanimously. So just wanted to make sure you were aware of that, that the original R2 request through Planning and Zoning Commission was approved. I think it was 7 in favor, no opposed. And then, as Cody said recently, in November, it was rejected. I think it was 2-5 or something.
I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. I put a presentation together. This is a presentation I ran through with Taney County Planning and Zoning, or the commission, Planning Commission, back in November. Next slide, please.
Just to get you familiar with the property, Cody kind of touched on this, but there's kind of mixed-use zoning all around this area. We are requesting rezoning from R1 single family to R2 two family. To the north, there's nightly rental and commercial. To the west, there's office, commercial, and agriculture. To the south, there's single family residential. To the east, there's agriculture and single family residential. Nearby, there's also multifamily, the Bee Creek Apartments, and then as well as the RV park and also two-family zoning. The requested zoning is a transitional zoning between single-family residential and commercial and office. That's pretty common with any zoning requirements. Next slide, please. One of the items that was brought to concern was the increase in volume. So CJW was hired to do a traffic study. They do a lot of traffic studies. I've worked with them a ton in other positions as well as at Great River. Great River's reviewed the traffic study as well. Existing traffic volumes on Bee Creek Road are about almost 6,000 vehicles per day. There's 392 vehicles in the AM peak hour and then 526 vehicles in the PM peak hour. The trips generated based on the ITE, the Institute of Traffic Engineers Trip Generation Guide, we're proposing 35 duplexes, so 70 dwelling units, two units per building. Based on the ITE requirement, that's 7.2 trips per day per dwelling unit. That equates to 504 trips. The traffic study, I think you guys have a copy of this. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure you guys probably have the full version in your packet. They analyzed 98 dwelling units, and these were single-family dwelling units. So what we're proposing is less than what was originally generated in the traffic study or analyzed in the traffic study. The recommendations from the traffic study was a level of service A for the new entrance in Bee Creek Road following the build-out of development. So that means that this development is not going to significantly increase traffic to the point where it drops to like a level of service B or level of service C to where we need to start looking at traffic improvements, which could be anything from reducing the speed limit, adding entrances, adding turn lanes, et cetera. So based on the recommendations for CJW study, there was no warranted turn lanes based on the CJW information. Next slide. The total property is approximately 10.01 acres. Current zoning, what Cody said, was R1 single-family residential district. The maximum density is one building per 8,000 square feet. The total, if we were to do single-family homes, we could build up to 54 buildings and still be in compliance with Taney County requirements. That's based on the 8,000 square feet. The current layout for single-family residential based on the site plan and the buildability of the site, I mean, we can't get 54 units on that site. It's just not practical because of the terrain. So if it goes single-family, which it's already approved to do, we could build up to 44 single-family homes, and this is approximately 18.5% lower than the maximum allowable density. This is the layout showing single-family homes. So you'll see the entrance off of Bee Creek off to the left-hand side of the screen, kind of to the north side of the development, best from a site distance perspective. What you'll see is they're pretty close together. This is, I believe there's 44 homes and a pool building in the middle, kind of a shared amenity. That's kind of what we'll be doing if it is a single-family development and we aren't successful with getting our duplex zoning. The next slide, the two-family home design, this would be an R2 two-family residential district. Maximum density, again, is one per 8,000 square feet, so 4,000 square feet per dwelling unit. Total potential buildings is 54 buildings. And our current layout, which you'll see next, is 35 duplexes, so it's 70 dwelling units. So approximately 16 more units than the single-family residential homes, 35% lower than what the maximum allowable density is. The layout for the duplex development, you'll see the footprints look a little bit different. They are a different size unit, but the layout ultimately is the same. You've got the same entrance location.